With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. His was a familiar and comforting, a wise and uncompromising voice on the radio for many years.
Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning into our program today.
Focus on the Family founder, Christian psychologist Dr. James Dobson, has died. The longtime champion of traditional family values, who also established the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute back in 2010, was 89 years old. As Hurricane Erin continues its northward trek out in the Atlantic, the storm's impact is being felt on shore, coastal North Carolina and Virginia, getting hammered.
Some Outer Banks residents, like Tom Newsom, staying put.
I've lived here almost 40 years, and I've never evacuated. Not yet. Not to say I won't ever.
Storm watches and warnings in effect, and waves up to 20 feet forecast for some areas.
Correspondent Julie Walker says numerous people have been rescued from dangerous surf. The beaches are closed from the Carolinas all the way up to New York. Federal judge blocks a Texas law requiring display of the Ten Commandments in every classroom.
It's a temporary ruling against the state's new requirement, making it the third state law of this nature to be blocked by a court. A group of Dallas area families looked for a preliminary injunction against the law, which goes into effect on September 1st. They say the requirement violates the First Amendment's protections for the separation of church and state and the right to free religious exercise. Religious groups and conservatives say the Ten Commandments are part of the foundation of the United States' judicial and educational systems and should be displayed. Texas is the largest state to attempt such a requirement. I'm Haya Panjwani.
After passing the Texas House, the state Senate may vote today on a Republican congressional redistricting plan. On Wall Street, the Dow down 228 points. This is SRN News. A good news, bad news poll from the United Kingdom.
The YouGov survey finds the number of young people in Britain who believe in a higher power has surged. 4 years ago, just 16% believed. Now it's 37%. The bad news is that 37% is still awfully low. And it's worth noting the question posed to British people ages 16 to 24 was, quote, do you believe there is a God or gods? Which suggests that some percentage of those who said yes don't actually have faith in the God of the Bible. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is urging French President Macron not to recognize a Palestinian state next month, pointing out that anti-Semitism has surged in France since Macron's announcement that he will do so. Netanyahu has written a letter to Macron stating that your call for a Palestinian state pours fuel on the fire. Tension between Israel and its traditional allies have escalated following Macron's pledge last month. This is SRN News. Well, just when you thought you heard it all, something else comes along.
At least a couple of offshore bookmakers are offering odds on games at the Little League World Series. Team officials are not pleased at all, voicing their displeasure with gambling on the games. Players in the tournament top out at a whopping 12 years of age. Little League International strongly denouncing sports betting on youth competition. Jason Walker reporting.
Target turns to an insider to serve as its next chief executive officer. The change comes as the discount retailer tries to reverse a persistent sales malaise and also improve the look of its store. CEO Brian Cornell led the company for 11 years, will be stepping down as of the 1st of February. He'll be succeeded by Target's chief operating officer, Michael Pedelke. More details at srnnews.com.